Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, it's just over 30 years since the Dunblane massacre, and I knew the anniversary was coming up, but I somehow missed it, the 13th of March. So, yeah, it's a week ago. And I remember the day distinctly, walking to Old Christopher, a history lesson with Mr. Franklin, and Leslie KS had had a reader and been on the radio, and he said, someone in Scotland just shot dead lots of children in school and then turned the gun on himself. And the teacher said, "Well, thank God he's killed himself." Yeah, so that was it. Remember there being a prayer service in the chapel that evening. It was a weekday, obviously, so that wouldn't usually take place midweek for people who want to mourn these little kids. And of course, it's terrible that people get shot dead, in particularly little children. That's just the worst of all. But it did make me think, wait a second, people die every single day. Little children die every single day, but unless dramatic circumstances, in car crashes or from leukemia, from whatever, even children can get cancer. So that's horrific. It's just because it sees the headlines that people have reacted this way. And of course, I mourn their loss, and their families are never going to get over this. I don't want to be trivializing this. But if you're not a blood relative or a friend of them, I felt people were carried away by the emotions of the moment and maybe pretending to care more than they really did, because we don't do that when children die just one by one of natural causes, just by accidents. I mean, perhaps the fact is just by malevolence makes it a lot harder to take that someone would deliberately snuff out the lives of all the lives of all these little children. Goodness. So yeah. So what happened? There's that school in Scotland, Dunblane Primary School, where Thomas Hamilton, who was then 43 years of age, he burst in with some firearms that he legally owned. He shot dead 16 children and their teacher before killing himself. Now, he injured 15 children, so some of them survived. So, this is the biggest mass shooting in the United Kingdom. So, yeah, Thomas Hamilton, he's born in that part of the United Kingdom, and he had an unusual, unhappy family background. His dad was a US Air Force man who was not married to his mother, and I think he'd shipped back to the United States before Thomas Hamilton was born. And he was born to a teenage mother, and they considered that deeply embarrassing. So, in the way of the times, this is probably the early 1950s, they covered it up by pretending that his grandmother was his mother, and his mother was, in fact, his older sister, was like sort of 17 years older than him, because of the stigma associated with births out of wedlock. People will be, insulted, made fun of, terribly bullied, and eventually found out the truth, and obviously that messed with his head. Don't know what he did for work, but he got involved in the Scout movement. And then now, was it George Robertson, the Labour MP, was a local MP, I think, and was Sir Michael Forsyth represented Stirling constituency, not far away, if I got that right. But anyway, was it Robertson, the major figure in the Scottish Labour Party, wrote a letter, I can't remember to who, saying, "I'm deeply concerned that Thomas Hamilton has a very immoral and totally unhealthy interest in young boys." Anyway, Thomas Hamilton was never convicted of anything, was never accused of any crime, but was kicked out of the Scout movement. And so he said there was this whispering campaign. People were spreading a vicious rumor about him, were false accusing him of paedophilia, and the community turned against him. He was being drummed out of the district, and that was horrific for him. So he wrote to various people, including Her Britannic Majesty, asking could they intervene to help him and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if he received a reply. And then what prevailed upon him to do this? To whoever had caused him problems, it wasn't these kids murdering these little girls and boys. So how horrendous. So he liked firearms. That's why he had bought a few, a Browning HP to Smith and Wesson's. He carried 743 ammunition cartridges and so on. So he went into the school. He cut the cables of the telephone so that they wouldn't be able to summon help very quickly, and burst in where the children were having their physical education lesson. There was three adults present. I don't know how many were teachers, but anyway, he shot dead Eileen Harold, who was teaching the children, and that was it. And I heard he even like shot the little kids into the face, so the parents couldn't have open caskets. So it was just horrific. And the attack went on for like roughly 4 minutes. Obviously, eventually, I don't know how they got to a phone, maybe in another building, but ambulances were summoned, the police were summoned, but obviously. By then, he was long dead. Goodness, so that was the end of him. So people say we have to prevent this happening again, and this firearms legislation was passed, and outlawed firearms in the United Kingdom, sorry, handguns. Now, you can have a license rifle or shotgun if you can prove you're shooting deer or birds or something like that. You can't have it as home defense as a purpose. Now, if somebody broke into your home and that was reasonable self-defense, then you could use it in that case. Having said that, I've not heard of a householder who's shot someone in self-defense and been found not guilty. The last one I can think is Tony Martin, that farmer in Norfolk in was it 1999? He went to prison for defending himself, who's subsequently RIP. So, goodness. And I thought, yes, we don't want these people to be shot by handguns, or people to be shot full stop. But if there was reason to suspect him, I think he was mentally ill, that would be a good reason to confiscate his firearm. I felt it was an overreaction. And it's an Olympic sport. So an Olympic sport was outlawed in the United Kingdom, and British Olympic athletes firing handguns had to go abroad to do it. And then an exception to be passed to allow people to compete in the Olympics firing these handguns. You could also kill people with shotguns or with rifles actually more effectively, a greater range and things like that, faster to reload and so forth. So, yeah, that was Thomas Hamilton. What a wicked and monstrous thing he did. And Andy Murray, that famous tennis player, he's from around there. But I don't know if he went to that school or something. But he was alive at the time, but he was very little. I don't think he was not in the class that was attacked and stuff like that. So there will be some survivors still around. People who are just wounded, obviously their relatives. Goodness. So the Dunblane massacre doesn't seem to be well remembered these days. So it was Michael Forsyth was the Secretary of State for Scotland at the time, a Conservative, and he went to lay a wreath at the memorial. And the Prime Minister as well, John Major, now Sir John Major. And Forsyth said, we really ought to invite the leader of Her Majesty's most loyal opposition, Tony Blair, to do so as well, because if it was just Conservatives, they seemed somehow partisan. We have to represent the unity of the nation. So it's only with difficulty he was able to talk Major into it. And Tony Blair was invited along to lay a wreath. He became Prime Minister the next year because he was leader of the Labour Party. So that was the Dunblane massacre. Fortunately, there's been no recrudescence of this atrocity. And people might say, had we not outlawed firearms, then that might have recurred. And I suppose it might have done, whether these things can happen with bombs and so on. So, I don't believe in the absolutist fallacy. Just because we cannot prevent all murders doesn't mean we shouldn't prevent any. But was it proportionate? It sounds it's almost isolated. I suppose the Hungerford massacre, and what was it, about 1989 in Oxfordshire, where that guy went crazy and shot dead all those people. And I believe legislation was strengthened to deprive people of their firearms rights. Now, I'm not like a maniac on firearms. I have owned a firearm, not in the United Kingdom, a licensed one, obviously, but I'm not big into them, gun nuttery. So in the United States, this sort of thing happens all the time. And they don't limit firearms rights, because obviously gun rights have got to be weighed against the right to life. Often there's a balance. Yeah, there's a clash between the two. Authoritarianism versus libertarianism. I tend towards libertarianism. So what do you think? Was it the right thing to do? Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecullen790@gmail.com. And if you know someone you think is like Thomas Hamilton, is a terrible mortal danger to children, inform the police straight away.